Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupkin, and let the games begin. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode. Happy Wednesday. I have the most favorite and special guest today, Darian.
What's up, you guys?
Oh, finally bringing the energy. We love to see it.
It's Darian.
Darian, how does it feel? If you don't know, Darian has finished his entire first year of grad school. How are you feeling? Man of the hour.
I feel great. A lot of people ask this, so I'm just going to say, I'm in grad school for nurse anesthesia. Some people call it CRNA, nurse anesthetist. Finished my first year and it feels good. It is busy, man. It is busy. Like, this is going to be such a needed break.
Yeah. So Darian has 2 weeks off and we decided we're just going to take a good vacation. I feel like we both kind of need it to reset. Things have been really stressful with me trying to get my app up and launched. There's been a lot of last minute things where it's like I had a date set for it to go live and then it's pushed back and pushed back. And I'm like, okay, I'm about done. I need a break. Darian needs a break. His brain is mush from school. So it's going to be so fun to sneak away to the beach, chill, hang with Vinny.
Yeah. I got to have Britt's back, though. It's Britt has had all her stuff in on time. I will just say that.
I have been.
It is not her pushing it back. No. She really wants to give this to you guys.
I have been ready. I have been so ready. I wish I could even tell you guys more behind the scenes, but some of it I just can't talk about. But yes, I'm very excited for it to finally be time. And, you know, stay tuned. Next week, it should be live, but I don't feel like I should say anything because I have no idea when it's launching. I'll keep you updated. Follow the podcast Instagram. Follow my personal Instagram at _BrittanyLupton for personal and at funandgames.podcast for the podcast Instagram. If you're not already following those, all of the updates, it's so easy to just chit-chat, update you on there.
Bro, I'm going to tell you again, I point to her mic at least like 6 times an episode because she'll be like, yeah, like by the end of it. So start here and then be like, yeah, so like go,
you know. Darian's always on my case. He's always like, you need to talk louder. But then it gets so loud. See how loud I am when I'm like full range? We're just like looking at the audio going beep, boop, beep, boop. Oh, alrighty. So Darian, you're feeling good having finished your entire first year. Can we talk a little bit about patience? Because I feel like that's something that Darian and I are always talking about because we started dating in nursing school. It's now been six years, you know, since we first started dating. And no, it's been 7 years. Oh my gosh. No,
we've been married six years.
So it's been 7 years since we started dating. Oh my.
It's pretty crazy.
Okay. So it's been 7 years. Oh my gosh. From when you started nursing school to now finishing your first year of CRNA school.
It's been 7 years.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So she's talking about patience. I don't know if this is where you're going with this, but I'm just going to volunteer the info.
Do it.
I'm really impatient with like wanting to quote, like get life started. And I've been really guilty of being like, oh man, like as soon as I graduate, we're going to get this and this and this. We're going to get a house, whatever toys we want, boat, all that stuff. And then life will be fun. Like, and then life will be enjoyable. But I've kind of had to switch my mindset and try to enjoy life while I'm in school. And it's made a huge difference, honestly, because I've spent more like quality time with Vinny and Britt. And I think that's just a good reminder for a lot of us that like the grass isn't always as green as you think at the end of whatever you're trying to accomplish, right? So like just enjoy every part of the journey so that you're happy at, or you try to be happy at every part of it. Because if you're like, oh, I'm so unhappy now, I will wait to be happy until I graduate and get my new car, all this stuff. And then I get my new car and I'm like, oh, like this wasn't as cool as I expected it to be.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, I wish I would have just enjoyed like what I had when I had it in school, you know? So something I've been working on. But dude, every single day I'm like, oh my gosh, this person just got a new Jeep. Oh, this person just got a new house. And I'm like, I can't wait.
I know. It's like you kind of sit there and you're like, I guess it's something that can be hard to not compare or be like, oh, I wish I was at that point in my life. I wish I was at that point in my life. And it's something where even when you're in college, you're like, oh, I can't wait to, you know, be married and I can't wait to have my career. And then you get there and then you're wishing and wanting for the next thing. And I feel like as I've gotten older, and Darren and I talk about that all the time, really trying to focus on just being grateful and happy and living in the moment, which is really hard. You know, there's good days, there's bad days, but that's definitely a mindset shift that I feel like we've both really been trying to focus on, is just enjoying where we are now.
Bringing it back to patience, I think a lot of people get discouraged along their career path when they look too far in the future, thinking about like how long they'll have to wait to do the thing that they want or things like that. And I can just tell you from experience, like I didn't even get my first nursing job till I was 25. Most of the people I was working with were like 20 years old, 21 years old. And I just had to get over that mindset of thinking, oh, I'm too old, blah, blah, blah. Because now I'm in CRNA school and most of my classmates are within about like 2-3 years of me. And a lot of them are the same age. And we're all so grateful we just waited it out, stuck it out, and went to like follow our dreams. Because, you know, had I quit along any part of the way, if I quit at my first three schools that rejected me, you know, like I just kept going because I knew this is what I wanted to do. And now I'm here at, you know, my dream school. I mean, yeah, it's an absolute, absolute dream. Love it.
Yeah, I just feel like a lot of times, I know even myself, I can get discouraged. And something I would love to hear is just words of encouragement that if you have a dream, it is worth pursuing, even if it's taking you a lot longer, even if it might not be the most conventional way. A lot of people are like, oh, but then I'll be out of school and I'll be 30 or, you know, 30 before I start working. You know what? You're going to be 30 no matter what when you're 30. You may as well be 30 and doing something you love and not having regrets, just going for it fully. So I just like words of encouragement. If you're having a hard time, like just remember it's going to be worth it, even though it might take a while for you to get to where you want to be.
Yeah. Do the things now that are important enough to you to where when you're in your 60s, 70s, if you look back and you haven't done that thing, like you would regret it for the rest of your life. Like don't skip out on those things. You know, if there's a what if in your life and you're like, I have to know, or I have to do this, I just do. Just go for it.
You know, I actually have one of those. Do you have one of those? Mine is, I want to get back into tumbling and I'm a little bit too self-conscious to call up a gymnastics place around me and be like, hi, do you offer adult classes? I really want to tumble again. Like that, I don't know why I'm so embarrassed to do that. I've been promising myself that. Do you know how long it's been? Since the fourth grade. The last time I did gymnastics was fourth grade and I've been dying to go back. And I'm like, if I don't go back and like relearn my handsprings and stuff, like it's gonna eat me alive. And I'm just getting older. I have to do that. Yeah. I have to do it. That and piano.
Yeah, I do have one of those. I used to be fairly good at the guitar when I was in my teens, and I just got caught up in dating, sports, other things, and kind of put the guitar by the wayside. But that was kind of my outlet when I was like, when I was like an emotional teen or sad or anything, I would just like go in my room, write a song and like play guitar. And I didn't have to think about playing because I had so many chords and scales and all that stuff memorized that I could just kind of like rip.
Yeah.
And now I'm not good at all. So I wish that I kept my talent with the guitar. And I think that's something, if I let it fall completely off the map, I will get old and regret it. Oh, okay. Also, number one. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, these are like more hobby things. When we're talking about career-wise, I was just thinking back on like, what's something I would regret? And it 100% is, if I don't do adult tumbling, like I am going to regret that. So I'm committing myself, seriously, by the end of the month of May, is to have something scheduled. Because COVID also put a hold on that. I am committing on here 100%. And I hope that that encourages you as well. If there's something you've been dying to do, like being a beginner, again, it's something as an adult. It is terrifying and almost embarrassing, but I don't care. I'm doing it. I've committed myself. And I want to talk about Darian's guitar. I wanted to, you were going to say something, but Darian wore, what did you do? I don't know why I find this so funny, but you dyed your hair black. Was this for your school talent show?
Oh, this was like in eighth grade. Yeah, where are you going with this?
I don't know. I just thought it was funny. Well, we won't talk about it.
I was in a band.
Had a band.
I was in a band in eighth grade. I had an emo phase. I was a skater. Wore black pants, black shirt,
black hair. I was a skater too, though, in middle school.
I would shred on the guitar. I would just paint my nails black for our concerts that we would put on. Yeah,
it was an emotional time.
Little phase.
Okay, what were you going to say, though? You were going to say your one
parents,
thing.
Parents had just gotten divorced, if you have to know.
Oh, no,
I'm just kidding.
Really
I'm not even trying.
Anyways, you were going to say something before I went on my tangent. You were like, the number one thing, or the thing I wish.
I was going to say, I've achieved my dream so far of career and being a CRNA. Like, I've studied this career for like years, and so I'm pretty stoked for that. But so that's like, I'm glad I did that. I would have regretted that if I didn't do that for the rest of my life. But
because
I think guitar is my thing. I want to learn Spanish, but that's not something that I'll like 100% regret if I don't do it.
I want to do that too. Like, I want to be fluent. I want to be fluent in Spanish, Italian.
I also wish I could sing. That's always, since I was little, that's always been I wish I just had an angelic voice.
For the record, I think Darian's voice sounds good. Jumping into the next portion of our podcast, we are going to be asking each other three questions each and having to answer them. Darian is going to ask me the first question.
All right, which, I'm reading random questions off the internet. Which comic character or celebrity do you think I resemble?
What's a comic character?
I don't know. It says comic character, but I like celebrity better.
What celebrity do you look like? Does it say look like
or like
remind
what,
me
so
of?
Like, it could even be a character in a movie played by someone like.
Wait, that you look like or remind me of?
No, like that I remind you of.
Okay, I know this. This is easy. What's his name in the movie? Is it Dom Toretto? Basically Vin Diesel from the Fast and the Furious movies.
Yes. Yes, it is Dom Toretto.
You're a big boy. You love your muscles. You love your cars. And you don't like slow people. And you're a fast driver. You're a good driver. You're the best driver I know. Vroom, vroom, vroom. And you're all about family. He's always
all about family.
He's always like, family, my family. So
is that you trying to do your love?
So basically, reminds me of you because family, fast cars, and
that's a really good one. Yes, I'm obsessed with cars.
You got a good set of hair. You got a good set of hair. So like, you're not bald, but that's like who I would say. That's the first one that reminds me.
He's pretty cool. I've always liked him. And just so you guys know, podcast fam, Fast and the Furious movies are my absolute favorite movies. The people are like, oh, I like Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, Star Wars. Those are like the big ones.
Oh, yeah. When we're talking about like series. Like,
yeah. Fast and the Furious series.
That's a good one. Like, if you
top five for me.
Yeah. If you have to pick your favorite like series of movies, like Hunger Games, Harry Potter, Marvel, what your favorite would be. Yeah. That Fast and Furious for sure. We were just at a friend's house, like at a group friend's house, and I asked everybody that question, and I was like, I know that one's yours, Darian. Okay, do I have to ask you a question now? Okay, what is my favorite place on earth?
Ooh, all right, I'm between Well, I know this one. It's the beach.
Okay. Valid. You want to be more specific about which beach?
What would you
say?
Well, okay. Probably somewhere in Orange County.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know. What would you say?
I would probably say like probably an Italian coast or like south of France.
Oh.
Beach. You know, chill coastal town.
Yeah.
I love the U.S., but I also just love international places too.
Yeah, Amalfi, when we went to Amalfi, that was pretty sick. That was probably like my favorite vacation.
Yeah.
But would you say the beach is your favorite?
Yeah.
Or your favorite place on earth?
Yeah.
I would ask you the same question, but I don't think I know my favorite place on the earth.
Cold Stone. You love Cold Stone. Yeah.
Cold Stone's good.
You like guys, to just be outside.
I just got to say, it's 10 o'clock.
Ow, my side. Ow, I just got a cramp.
It's 10 o'clock and we're going on vacation tomorrow.
So things are getting a little bit crazy. Okay, Darian.
Yes. Let's go. Oh, shoot. Oh, crap.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes. Here's my question.
It's not that late.
No, I know. I know. I go to bed at like 9. If you were not an influencer, like this was not an option as a job, what would you be?
Well, before Vinny, I was working in event planning and I loved that. I'd probably do that. And now I would just be a mom. I like being a mom to Vinny. I'd probably do something on the side. Maybe I could do like part-time event planning. I still love to be with people, organizing events, something extremely creative.
So you wouldn't like be a personal trainer to someone, like to people, or
you wouldn't
do something gym related, huh?
I put myself in my shoes of where I was career wise before Vinny, and I loved fitness, but I don't know if I would have initially started to go down that route. I don't know. Like, I wonder if I would find passion to train.
I'm not telling you like what you think you would have done.
What you're saying like right now?
Yes.
Oh,
what do you want to do?
I don't know why I was thinking like, where would I be, you know, before I had Vinny?
If you were not an influencer.
Right now.
Yeah. If you were not an influencer right now, what would you want to do?
I'd probably teach group fitness classes at like a gym. I feel like that'd be fun. Meet all my regulars. Like, let's go, Linda. Yeah. I think that would be fun.
Okay, good. And then, sorry, I'm like rolling through these. So then, because I'm actually really curious. And okay, without Vinny, right, and influencer wasn't a job, what would be your like dream job?
Today's podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run? Maybe you would take a nap, read a book, hang out with friends. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. And the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, what would you use it for? The best way to squeeze in that special thing into your schedule is to know what is important to you and to make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. You guys know I've been on a mental health journey recently and am a huge advocate for therapy. It can really help talk through things that you have been through and just digest and maybe get a better handle on your situation. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. help.com/Brit. Today I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Schwank grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Schwank grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Schwank grill. Dude, I don't know.
You don't know.
I feel like I have my dream job when I was like 3 years old.
Yeah, I know.
No, I feel like right now it's hard because I know such a job that's so creative all the time. Like I literally get to create every single day. So right now, if I didn't have that, I don't know because like
chill out with Vinny, which is awesome.
Well, no, I'm saying I wouldn't if the influencer job didn't exist. I wouldn't understand how much I love to create, so I would be in some type of creative space.
Yes.
Of, I don't know, advertising. I'd want to work on like Nike's advertising team or, you know, a company that I loved advertising
PR
team.
Stuff. Nice.
I think that's what I would want to do, but I love.
But this is literally the perfect job. This is literally the perfect job for you, though.
That's such a hard question because everything's unfolded the way it is. I think I'm thinking too literally.
Yeah, you're thinking way too much about this, to be honest.
Okay, yeah, sorry. I'm going way too deep.
I thought maybe you would have like a dream job that you think would be cool. But
no, I literally am living my dream job. So that question is like everything's a downgrade versus what
that's
I do.
That's true, okay.
So it's like,
okay.
Are you kidding me? I get to do what I love every day. Like be with Vinny. That's a great dream job. Like, are you kidding me? If I could have any job in the world, how about like a mattress tester or the person who tasted ice cream flavors? Or my job is to fly around to theme parks and ride their roller coasters. Or how about like a Disney person where I get to go to Disney World and try all their food and ride their rides and say, yeah, I approve of this. Like if I could have a dream job, like that's what I'm talking about. Not like training people in the gym down the street. Like that's cool. But like, are you talking about like dream?
I'm literally just trying to start some combo here.
CEO of a company. Yeah. Okay. So then Darian, my question for you is what reality show would you love to compete on? This is a good one.
Am I married or single? Because that makes a big difference.
Dude, I don't know because the question you asked me had so many variables. I'm just overthinking it. You can pick one of each.
Because like...
Like one right now in the position that you're in now, and then you can do one for like way back when you were single.
So in the position that I'm in now, reality TV shows, list them off. Dude, we haven't like...
What do you mean? You have like Survivor, Amazing Race, like all the win money shows. You've got any type of home improvement show, the
Anytime
Kardashians.
Anytime I think about reality TV, I
Love
just think
Island.
About like dating shows. So I'm like having a hard time with that one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's like all the reality TV
you've got
we
like
watch.
The cake, like, you know, Top Chef. You've got all the food shows. Is
oh, 100% would be a food show. Like I would go on Chopped and just I would tear it up.
You would do so good on Chopped.
Some like onions and gummy bears and like anchovies. Oh. No, yeah, probably like a food thing. I think that would be fun. Or honestly, that show Hyperdrive where they like do
yes.
the drifting.
Yep.
100% would do that.
Okay, yeah. That's
so
a good
like
one.
Anything with cars or food. Single, I would
Oh no.
I don't know. I think I would tear it up on Survivor. I don't know. I guess you could do that married, but you're like away from your family forever and you're like chilling naked with people.
You have clothes on that show. It's not Naked and Afraid.
I know, but I just feel like everyone's naked all the time.
Oh my gosh. They're really not. Have you watched Survivor?
I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Then you know that they're not naked.
Yeah, but do they record them at night too?
They sleep. Yeah.
Not, oh, oh, everyone sleeps. All right. So, yeah. Survivor.
You
yeah. I don't know. I think I would tear it up on Survivor, though.
Oh, that would be so fun. I love Survivor. I would like to go on that show, too, or Top Chef. Okay. Your turn. Last one. Make it good and make it count.
All right.
Oh my gosh, Darian, what? Darian is how are you so unprepared? It is takes 2 seconds to Google cool questions to ask.
Yeah, but do you see how many there are? There are actually 160 questions I'm trying to like.
And there's so many ads. Like,
what song never fails to pull you out of a bad mood?
Oh my goodness.
What is one thing that you refuse to share, even with me? Like, okay, now you're going to share that?
Okay, then you know what? You look for that one. I'm going to do some. Stupid. I'm going to do rapid fire with you, okay? Would you rather eat sushi or Mexican food for the rest of your life?
Crap.
Fast.
Mexican food.
Okay. Would you rather splurge on the best car, house, clothes, or vacation?
Car.
Okay. Biggest pet peeve?
Slow drivers.
Good one. Nice.
Okay. I'm going to do rapid fire to you now.
Wait, but I want to get like a long question too.
Oh, you're getting rapid fire.
Okay. Let's do it then.
Okay. Would you rather have the ability to know when someone's lying or never have anyone lie to you ever again?
Ability to know when someone's lying.
Okay, why?
Because I want to know that for myself of who is trustworthy and who is not. Whereas if no one could ever lie to me again, it's like, I don't know.
It's a lot of hurt feelings right there.
Yeah.
Would you rather hang out with a few friends or go to a big party?
Big party.
Would you rather? Oh.
I don't know why. I love the vibes of a big party sometimes, but like every once in a while I want to. I think it's because I've never had a couple of like really good close friends where it's like staying in and more intimate. I love to go out to a good party and just like get crazy with a bunch of random people and then, you know, never see them again.
Yeah.
That's so fun for me. That's like such a vibe. And I don't, you know, it's hard for me to always open up. So big party, loud music, good vibes.
All right. Would you rather never eat a hot meal again or never have a cold drink again?
Hot meal. Wait, no. I'd never have a cold drink again. I don't mind drinking water at... My water's never cold. It's always room temp, so that doesn't bug me at all.
All right. Would you rather sleep all night or party all night?
Sleep. At this stage in my life.
Pre-parent.
Pre-parent. Probably party. But I still like sleep. My sleep. But.
I know. I like sleep a lot, too. Would you rather be any movie character you want or, oh no, or be a video game character? That one's lame. I'm going to do this one. Would you rather swap the digits in your age or swap the digits in your height?
Oh my gosh. I guess age, because height, I'd be 2 foot.
I know. I know. If I did that, I'd be 6 inches. I mean, 0 feet, 6 inches. Wow. All right, we're gonna go deep with this last one. What do you want people to say about you at your funeral?
I want everybody to have a party and rainbows and eat good food and say, we know Britt lived a good life and she would want us to be happy and we love her. That was very service.
That is very heartfelt. I want to hear what you hope people would say about you at your funeral. Like,
oh, I don't like talking about myself like this. I don't know.
Here, this is what I would say.
I get so uncomfy because it's like,
if I was a Brittany friend, I would say Brittany is the most loyal person I've ever met my entire life. She's the only person I've met where I just knew 100% that she would not be unfaithful or disloyal and really just like never lie to me. And
why are we getting so deep? What is
it? Dude, literally before we hit record, you were like, oh, you need to ask me one more long question. This was the long question, honey.
I, oh my gosh.
And this is the first one I didn't actually look up on the internet. It this makes is the one you don't want to answer.
Yes, I don't like talking about myself, so yeah, I don't know.
Well, that's the one I would pick for you. You're fiercely loyal. That is seriously my favorite thing about you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Because my parents are divorced.
Oh my gosh, that's the second time you said this on the phone. We need to hang up and go out there.
Can someone call me and help me through my childhood trauma?
Oh my gosh, you better hope your parents don't listen.
Dude, my mom totally listens to these. Oh, I think. If she does, she, I mean.
No, she would have texted us.
She 100%.
We might be expecting a text. text today. I'm scared.
I don't really care.
No, Darian.
I love you, Tina. Oh, my Mom.
You know what, though? Like, as real as it is, like, loyalty in relationships can be really hard, especially because everybody brings two different sides of everything and two different experiences where, you know, Darian's childhood was very different from what mine looked like. So,
but I had a great childhood.
Oh, of course.
I had a lot of fun.
Course. Yeah.
So it's not, I'm not like,
no, I'm just saying
there is
like,
no pity party. I just kind of,
yeah, but there's always like two sides to relationships. So it's always communicate, figure out what you guys want. You guys are always asking for like relationships advice and questions and stuff. I feel like we talk about it so often, but yeah.
I know. Well, because like when I come on, I'm not like, I do fitness, but I'm not the fitness expert.
The expert.
So I don't want to talk about it. I'll answer you guys' question. I'll give my opinion, but I don't want to give any professional opinion because I ain't no professional.
You're a professional nurse.
Yeah, if you want.
You do have a lot of medical knowledge,
give you drugs.
At least. My gosh. Okay. All right, you guys, we are wrapping this up. And Darian, do you want to read the review? That's your favorite part of this episode.
Finally, dude, I wanted to read these when we very first started.
I know.
She was like, whoa there, calm down.
I know.
Going to do that at the end.
We need to finish packing for our trip. We've got Vinny some fun snacks, new books, coloring things for the plane ride for our trip. We're really excited. So let's hear it.
All right, this one's from HDF fan. I already know it's you, Roman. So what up?
Oh,
what up?
Is this C, Roman?
Yes.
Roman and Jessica.
You know who you are. Sup, Britt and D-Love, since I know you're reading this. I've been secretly listening to this podcast almost every morning on my way to Vasa, and I kind of actually sort of really love it. I know it's geared towards the ladies, but as someone in the beginning stages of my fitness adventure, it's been great to continuously learn more, not to mention get fired up and get this lift. Yo,
Roman,
dude, freaking love you guys.
Nice.
Freaking love you guys. Okay, this one is Shopper for Life. This podcast is the perfect way to start shifting women's mindsets around fitness and help people establish sustainable, healthy lifestyles. It's always been about cutting things out and killing yourself with cardio to tone, but now there's an insight on how to develop a healthy lifestyle of your own.
Let's go.
Love the episode Busting Women's Fitness Myths so much. I sent it to all the women in my life.
Oh, I love that. That totally just made my night. Ending on a high note, thank you so much. Everybody, if you review this podcast, it means so much. I love being able to get the feedback, seeing what you guys think about these episodes. I am so excited. I've got a few guests lined up. I know it's been a little bit since we've had a guest. I'm really excited to start getting back on that. It has just been a whirlwind trying to get this app launched and having back and forth communication so often. So honestly, I'm really excited. I'm always happy to hear if you guys have certain guests that you want back on. Let me know. Darian and I, we've got to do a big podcast episode since you're off. So hopefully we can get one recorded for you guys up next week and then some fun guests coming on. And you guys, I hope you have a great rest of your week. Darian, do you have a challenge for everybody on the podcast Instagram?
Yes. The challenge this week is to be happy where you are. Not complacent where you are. Don't get those two twisted. Keep striving to be better, but be happy during it. Okay. Also, if you're listening to this podcast, in your review, tell us where you're listening to it at this very moment. And be specific. Like, are you on the treadmill? Are you on the elliptical? Are you on the toilet? You know, we want to know.
My gosh.
No, I'm just kidding.
This is what I get for inviting Darian on my podcast, ladies.
Tell us exactly where you are when you're listening to this podcast on your next review. Thank you so much. And we love you so much, you guys. Oh, man.
Darian, if I did an outro, what would my outro sound like? Pretend you're being me for this podcast.
Okay, guys, that's going to wrap up this podcast, and I will see you next week. I am so grateful to have all of you listening, and let's get this lift.
We'll see you next time for some more fun and games.
Doi. Oh, dude, I messed that up, but I don't know.
You failed, but you guys, we will see you next week for some more fun and games, and happy Wednesday. Bye.
Peace.
You're listening to the Fun and Games podcast with your host, Brittany Lupton. Thanks for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and we'll see you all next time for some more fun and games.
Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.